All right, God bless you guys. Doing here at GLC International, here covers you at Church Hubs from Estonville, right here in the city of Sunnyside, Plano, Texas. West Plano, Texas. We're going to be moving here in just a moment to service here at GLC. We're going to prepare ourselves and go forward. We're going to go back in the book of Proverbs, looking at that area of Proverbs chapter 4, and really kind of concentrating ourselves in that particular fourth verse, dealing with the principles of the kingdom. First thing that comes to mind, we're going to do something that's a principle. You remember the days the mother told you to do something, half did it. Well, we didn't put the principles into it. Meanwhile, she said, go take out the trash, the way we need to take out the trash, the way we need to back up. They put the liner back in the back, and then make sure everything is clean and everything, you know, kind of put in order what she told us to do something, you know, something else she may have told us to do. Well, the first principle is the first order. The first order is the kingdom. So obey the commands and the statutes and all his precepts and all these things we add unto you. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Solidify itself in just a little bit. Kind of be coming on. Also, a great man of God is coming out of California. Samuel O'Neill is going to deal a lot of you in terms of myself as well. How we can make ourselves get better. Of course, I have some physical health. How we need to just, you know, put a lot into that. God put a lot into us. You know, Son was the cross of God for the midst of all our sins. So this is what we can do once you put the Holy Spirit in us. We're going to take care of us with property. That's proper nutrition, eating, you know, getting the kind of sleep. What would we to say? You know, message I'm up, right? But I didn't try to progress on the course today. Because of my, you know, what I do for my head. But other than that, God built you, He designed you to do the work of the kingdom. So we just believe that no weapon can come against us in the process of going for, you know, work of the kingdom. You know, kind of starts doing, I'm moving back here. Okay. Proverbs here, that's the Bible there. I'm looking at the book of Proverbs. I'm going to hear what God is speaking on this subject, you know, the area of the kingdom of God. Get ourselves in a position here to hear what the word of God is speaking. Yeah, I want to just kind of pull this all the way back here and kind of set it down. That's kind of in, you know, kind of our life, you know, our entry music. You know, we do our entry music comes in, kind of makes the show a little bit more exciting for those who are waiting. If we have guests coming to the studio, go in the book of Proverbs. You turn your book, you know, turn your Bible to the book of Proverbs. You go look at the book of Proverbs. For those who have your iPads, internet, whatever you have, that can help you get into source of information a little quicker. You know, do that. You know, you got some great online Bibles you can use. You know, I suggest that when you go to church, you do take your iPads, you have the iPhones, still take your pages with you. You know, don't get to the point that we move in the technological world and we forget about carrying our Bibles with us to church. One thing we must do is continue to keep the pages with us. God, it's something about moving those pages. You know, I'm not just looking at a computer screen. I mean, I know we live in the time where things are just kind of, you know, advancing. But we don't want to forget about, you know, doing the work of the kingdom in such a way that He's told us it's the principles of it. It's the principles of it. You know, He's cared about this, which is designed for it. That's why it's the number one center in the world, you know, the Bible. You know, and so what we have to do is, you know, take heed of that and know that even though we have electronic screen on the iPads and all those things, yet God is just showing us direction into the world in which He's given us. So we're going to look at these particular areas of scriptures here. We're going to look at Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to look at it in a different version. We'll look at a couple of different versions on this particular area of scripture. But mainly I want to go over to the two of them. Look at the Amplified Classic is one. Let me get myself here to some things in position here. I'm going to look at a couple of these. I'm going to start the New King James Version. We'll look at that real good. You know, the New James Version, I think the King James Version rules. I think a lot of people have a problem with that. Just not know. When you begin to graduate and learn the word, you know, enough, you kind of, you'll know it. Most people who like reading the King James Version because it comes closer to that particular Hebrew language as possible. So, I mean, it's just, we just appear to just learn, you know, the basics. I mean, if the book said, just going now and they, you know, I wouldn't understand it. I need the common means or NIV, something to bring things to me, explain to me a little bit more clearer on what I'm reading. And when I understand the principles of why it says that, and I understand the way the Hebrew language was designed, then I'll get a good understanding about how I'm supposed to proceed in going forth with doing the word from the kingdom of God. I want to go to the book of the Amplified Classic. I'm going to look at the common English Bible. It's called CSB Bible. And then we're going to look at over here. Well, I'm going to leave King James there. We're going to look at the Common English Bible. We're going to put one more in there. Let's put one more. addition to that. I made it here. I make sure I'm right addition there. Kind of want to bring it up a little bit, kind of stretch it up a little bit. This is over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, and this is the coming. This is in the Christian Standard Bible, CBS Bible. Listen, son, to your father, discipline, and pay attention so that you may gain understanding. For I am giving you good instructions. And this is what the Word of God tells us before we're born. You know, coming to conception, to understanding the kingdom of God, once we give our life to Christ. Our job is to really understand the fact that, you know, that he came to have life, to have more abundance. But that's rules and regulations he got in place. That's going to push this this test back. We're going to get live here at about 10:30, and we're going to really hear what the Word of God says. Come through the kingdom. That's where we're going to test many of you guys. Going here, see how things are turning out. And I'll be with you guys here. And